Big revelations sometimes come in unassuming packages. Temple University harpsichordist Joyce Lindorf recently spent a month at historic Williamsburg, Virginia, studying parlor music from colonial times. Little did she know that she would come out with new ways of playing and hearing, and that it would be so much fun. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports.
The polite, refined, transplanted British society of colonial Williamsburg required upper-class women to play harpsichord. It was probably the music those people most often heard, the main remnants being a collection titled Harpsichord Miscellany. What could something for amateurs offer a musician of Joyce Lindorf's stature? She relearned a few things, like playing ornaments and smoothing out bass lines that turned the inconsequential into something engaging.
There was a moment when I just went, wow, this is so much fun. And it just suddenly, you know, crossed that line from being a bunch of notes to pure joy, pure fun. And that's okay. It's just lighthearted, wonderful, frothy fun. These were composers who were entertainers.
This is just one instance of how the performance of early music has evolved dramatically in recent years. When Lindorf started out in the late 1960s, performers played rather mechanically. Now she knows that what you see on the page isn't the totality. Professionals of the 18th century knew what to do, so it's instructions for amateurs that tell Lindorf what was supposed to happen.
Every once in a while, you come across something that is like a little nugget that we wouldn't necessarily know. And this is what lights up the music.
As fun as they were, these composers weren't just content with good vibrations.
We need to play louder. We need to play fuller. They knew how to put this texture in that would allow the chords to be sustained and in that way get what he called perfect vibrations.
Their names were Pasquale, Nardini, and Alberti. Heard of any of them? Should we care if this music is as great as J.S. Bach? I say it's good to notice the difference and enjoy it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.